What's poppin', Trill Nation?
It's Ash.
It's your boy Jordan.
And it's your girl Leash.
And we are the Benadryl Podcast.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, this video is gonna be about how long does it take to get from a boyfriend girlfriend to an engagement?
Yeah, how long? Engagement to marriage.
And then engagement to marriage, okay?
Yeah.
So,
first, let me start off. I have a question. So, do you think as a boyfriend and girlfriend, you guys should live together before you guys get married?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that.
I have to see that. Yes. You should? First.
Yes.
I don't think so.
What?
I feel like it can change everything.
No, that's why you should live with them before.
That's
so
why.
You know how to live with that person.
I got a complete breakdown. Boyfriend to girlfriend to engagement should take, we'll say, 2 to 3 years. So you're dating them to engagement. Then from engagement to marriage, you should live with a person for at least 2 years. Mm-hmm. During the engagement period.
So you're saying...
When we get engaged, we're going to move in.
Move in when you get engaged. Before that.
Yes.
Not before that.
Not before that.
Okay,
when we get engaged.
Yeah. Move in.
Mm-hmm. Move in to get engaged. I know it's a sin. Then he said it's a sin.
You're not supposed to.
But to me, it's also sinful to, and it's not, doesn't look good upon God too, if you're in multiple, like, divorces and stuff too.
Yeah.
So it's best to get it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying. You have to know. Because when you live with somebody, you actually know them. You
exactly.
Know how they are, how they live.
So from engagement to a marriage, I say that may take 2-3 years.
I think 2 years.
2 to 3 years. That's
2 years.
I think a year. I think a year to like plan your wedding and then work out the kinks in your relationship.
Right.
Because there's going to be kinks in your relationship when you're living together because you're getting to know a person. So it's going to be kinks. And then what I mean by the extra year, like I said, maybe 2 years.
Just that planning.
Yeah.
I think from boyfriend to engagement, boyfriend, girlfriend to engagement. It honestly depends, but I honestly think it should be like 3 years maybe, because the first year of like my experience of just like knowing a person, talking to a person, like, I mean, we weren't together like that, but you know, just seriously talking, I just feel like a year is not long.
It's the beginning. That's
I feel like, because I've learned a year, you still don't know that much about a person.
Because
then the next year, you can know another side of that person.
That's true.
So I feel like 2 years is good. You know everything. Then the half, that can be like, oh yeah, I think I'm ready to propose. And then, I mean, by year 3, you already know. But I think 2.5 should be max 3.
And that's why I think, like, living together with a person, you really get to know, like, what their routine and stuff. And then you can compromise. Because to me, like, if you don't know a person, you never live with them, and then you get married, and then you live with this person, it's like, they start getting on your nerves and whatever.
Yes. But then again, like, remember when I was talking to you, Jordan, about, like, say if you had that best friend relationship for, 5+ years, and then, like, he asks you to be, like, he asked me to be his girlfriend, right? Or something like that. And then you don't need more than 2 years, or you don't need... You can be... I feel like you can have a year. It could be a year, and then...
Well, that's... Engaged. Well, yeah, you know that person.
Because you're established.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's different. People are going...
But then this,
so like, I feel like a title doesn't really mean much.
But then that goes back to what we were saying. Have you lived with that person?
Yeah, you still have
lived with them. You're right.
Because you're best friends all the time. Even when in college, you could be a best friend with, like, a girl or guy. And you end up living with them, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You end up not being best friends anymore.
Like, to me, I'm not saying it would be like cut the relationship, but to me, it would be like severely hard for me if the person is not a clean, keep things orderly.
That's.
Oh yeah, because you don't know how they actually.
I have anxiety.
Be with dirty
people.
And I'm not even saying that to be mean.
Little things bother me. Like what's bothering me right now? Like I haven't did because I don't know where to put it. I hate things on the floor, laying on the floor, like my bag on the floor. I hate stuff on the floor. Like anything just laying on the floor. Like, if you can't put it up or put it somewhere, I hate that.
But me, it's different when it's like, because for myself, if I have my room and I leave, like, my clothes and stuff on my bed and stuff, or because I'm, like, stressed out, I'm doing my work and stuff in college, but that's just clothes. It's different with, like, actual trash and dirt, and you leave around, like, residue around the kitchen.
Don't clean.
I am like a clean freak with that. Yes, a bathroom is the one of the clean. You gotta keep it clean. So for me, that's one of my big issues. If a person is, I have to clean up about or like after them every time.
With that, and that will cause you to break up with somebody. Right?
Yes, I can't
not break up.
Not no,
like,
talk about it.
So say if you're the only one cleaning up the house.
Oh yeah, that
and they haven't even done nothing about it. You spoke to them about it, and they
didn't. I remember my beach week, like. It was basically like me, two other guys, and like girls.
Guys are nasty.
No, the guys are fine. But really? The girls.
Really? Oh, hair.
Oh, that's the bad thing.
Foundation, whatever y'all call it. Makeup. All in the sink.
Girls can be nasty too.
Food underneath the bed. It was like craziness. Yeah. Alcohol spilled on the carpet. See,
that's crazy.
No, yeah, I've lived with...
I mean, we've seen that too,
I've lived with like two girls before and
I noticed girls don't flush the toilet. I thought guys don't flush the toilet. Girls don't flush the toilet.
They don't.
Girls don't flush the toilet.
This one right here.
And we were there for a week, and I picked up on it. I'm like, damn.
I just forget sometimes. I forget. I feel like because I'm so used to doing it in my bathroom, like, I'll just use the bathroom and get up and just realize, oh, no.
No.
It doesn't smell, but, like, I would have to literally go in the and urge me. I have to go in the bathroom and say, Alicia, can you flush the toilet? It doesn't matter if you're going to the bathroom, too. That's nasty.
I need a flush frag, though.
You're about to use it, just flush it after.
That's
before.
That's like using the bathroom over somebody. Oh my god, that's
nasty.
I feel like if someone else did that, I would get annoyed, but I just do it sometimes in my bathroom.
I'm weird. I gotta flush it twice.
Flush
then.
It. I gotta wipe this toilet seat
the
too.
Disinfecting.
Oh yeah. I have to. Mm-hmm.
It's just nasty.
I just forget sometimes.
But now I peeped during that, like, that week, like, girls don't flush toilet. I thought it was guys don't do it. But I know girls.
Yeah, I only do that when I eat. Only that when I eat.
Okay.
Not
one. Yeah. I mean, not when you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, for the engagement to the marriage, I don't think that doesn't really have to have a
seat. What's your timetable? We said ours.
Engagement?
From boyfriend
engagement.
Oh, 2 years.
And then engagement to marriage?
It depends. It could be 1 year, it could be 2 years. I don't care.
I think 1 year is not enough time ever.
For engagement to marriage?
Mm-hmm. It's not enough time for planning the wedding and stuff. Like, you know how
people
long
people can
that
plan
is?
A wedding and
not Alicia.
Months, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, heck
no. People do. I'm saying people do that. Like, if you know some celebrities, they plan, like, their, like, engagement from the marriage.
Yeah, no, but
they got people to plan.
I mean, they got people to, you're doing it yourself.
Well, you're doing yourself.
Okay, maybe 2 years max.
Two years max.
To me,
if a guy start asking you like early, like, oh, when she getting married, what is like the year, like, timetable cutoff, like within boyfriend and girlfriend?
He won't ask me.
Yeah,
like if it was like grown,
but he won't ask you. Period.
Oh, boyfriend girlfriend stage.
Mm-hmm. You're nice.
Give me that ring.
And then if it goes, how long does it get to a point where it's time to cut it off?
I think.
Anything past 5 years?
I don't want to say 10 because 10 is too long. Way
10?
Too long.
That's a marriage. That's,
no. Yeah, like people.
I was going to say 4.5.
I was thinking 5. You haven't asked you in
5 years. 5 max.
If you don't know you want to marry me within those years,
you should
sad.
Know you want to marry me. Come on. That's now.
And even if it's like a breakup, get back together situation.
Did you say max 10?
No.
She said that's too much.
Oh, way but 10 is. Older.
You should know me by what? Like four,
no,
four
but
years.
It's like, yeah. Or you shouldn't even know that you want to
marry.
And even when we living together, like within like year 3, you should know.
I think year 3, you should definitely know. Mm-hmm. 4 is like cutting it. Like, okay, what are you doing? Are we even talking about it at this point?
And 5 years, I'm wasting my time.
And a lot of things goes into like living in together too, finance, like we said, cleanliness, overall habits, like kind of do things.
Talking about y'all future goals together.
That's true.
Or work situations, you know.
And then, like, me, my goal is to, like, my wife, whatever. I used to say, like, I want to have my own house by the time I'm 28. Now I'm thinking, like, I would love to get a house we build together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Something
that'll
we design and do
fun.
Together. Yeah.
That's nice. That would
be
nice.
Fun.
That's
something
nice.
Like that. But as far as, like, what were we just talking about?
That's definitely true. I didn't think about it that way. Because at first, like, I think I was so in my ways of saying, like, no, that's weird to, like, live with somebody before you're married. Because I just didn't.
I know you did.
You know, because I know it's just been that's the, like, Christian way. Like, you don't live with them.
I get, yeah.
And, you know, But now I realize you just to see for yourself and how you guys see if you guys can be actually happy living together or it's a good household, you need to like experience with that.
You have to.
Because it's best to get it right first time. Don't be like third, fourth time.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a marriage and divorce.
Because knowing me living with somebody, I see everything. Like, that's something that's big on me. Like, when you really never know a person until you live with them at all. You
don't know anything. Like, you don't know the other side of them. You know that's their personal, like, outside physically, but you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Now, for, like, engagement, what are some, like, disclaimers, like, that will knock you off from going to the marriage part? Like, he's not helping you do things. We'll say, like, signs that he may show, like, during the engagement process to get to marriage that may throw you off.
If I'm financially,
I think financial
taking care of everything.
I think financial is a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like,
because you gotta help me. Like, I can't.
If you're not, yeah. Say if it's somewhere where
you can't be an entrepreneur.
Huh?
He can be an entrepreneur.
I'm not saying that, but what if he? I mean, he had to make money.
He has to
help. Like, we both have to be equal.
Bring in that's something. An entrepreneur.
You gotta bring in
like
something
that.
To the table. You gotta bring something to the table. I can't be doing everything, you know.
I sell shoe cleaner.
Those type. Okay, now that's something going for you.
You can do that on the side,
I'm still
buddy.
Trying to be a rapper. I'm still trying to be a rapper. You haven't gotten nowhere.
Right, I'm gonna be in the studio.
I just need one hit.
I just to say, like, a financial, and also, like, we have to learn how to make a plan and don't spend your money on, like,
dumb stuff,
things that we haven't talked about too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go behind my back.
First thing, never have a joint account.
Yes, that's something.
I need my own separate account.
Yeah, separate.
Speaking of that, what do y'all think about two hyphenated names? Like, get your name hyphenated.
Oh.
You do that? Or you want to? Or no?
I mean, no, I want. I mean, I don't like the idea.
I would tell my wife to do it.
Okay,
I like the idea.
Yeah. You still have my
name, but.
You have yours too. Because to me personally, maybe this is weird how I feel. It's like I have ownership over you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were like, you're a clay. You're like, I don't like that.
But do you think, I know.
Oh, you don't like that?
No.
Because it's not equal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's equal.
But I mean, that's to her. If she just.
That's I would tell her if you want to.
But that's also another thing is like equality. You know what I'm saying? How. When it, like, you know how guys say, oh, you have to do this, you can't work, you gotta be home, or you gotta do this.
You have to take my last
That's name. Just something that's gonna be a big thing for me. I couldn't do that.
I don't care.
I can't let somebody control my life. Mm-hmm. Like
the only things I have, like, not saying control, like, things I wouldn't, like, care if, like, my wife did. Mm-hmm. I would care if my wife did. It would be things like, not being a good mother. Like you said, financially, taking care.
Right.
And then just, like...
Not being present.
And being a good person. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as, like...
Showing me attention, too.
That's it.
I just like presence. Like, I love your presence.
Be here.
That's it.
Be there for me.
But it's, like, as far as, like, you need to, like, cook, clean. I did it myself now.
That's what I'm saying. It. People be just thinking I thought that was a woman's job just to cook and clean.
I thought that was an old school mentality. That's a new people like our age believe that.
They do.
Yeah.
It makes me sick.
I actually get really mad at that. Like, you're just dependent on your wife to just cook for you and clean for you 24/7. Like, I have things to do too.
But
you know?
I've seen now in like there's certain marriages or like some people clash heads because that's what they feel like society has been telling them you have to do this this way. But I love, there's, I don't know what couple, I think it was Megan Good.
There you go.
And
if you're not labeled, go back to
Well, Megan Good, her husband said, and I guess they was torn between how society was telling them they have to, like the labelings, like you cook, you clean, you do this. But then they came together and realized we're going to do things together. That we want to do and together and separately. And it doesn't have to be a labor.
Anybody can do anything.
Anything. That's like, what I'm you're capable as a man, like Jordan, you're capable of cooking, cleaning after yourself because If you were to live in your house yourself, who's going to do it for you?
I got it.
Who's going to do it?
I got to do my own laundry, all that. My parents are somehow like 8 or 10.
But that's what's sad to me is saying, yeah. Like, if you're in your house and you can do, if you're living by yourself and no one else is going to do that for you, but when you absolutely live with another person that you have to depend on them for to do that's sad. That's sad.
You have to set that from the jump because if you don't have that foundation, then the guy they're going to be comfortable with just letting you do everything.
And that's what my parents taught us years ago. They were like, we're going to show you how to do all these things.
Right.
Iron all this, so you don't have to worry about anybody. So remember, I'm like probably when I started showing me, like maybe 10, 11. Seth is 7, mm-hmm. 6. He's learned at that young of age how to do all of it by himself too. How to sew, how to clean, iron all this.
How to survive yourself.
And he's a baby.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta learn how to
learn.
That's
what I want to do with my kids. Just show them young.
Show them. If you show them at a young age, then they'll know how to do it when they're grown. So,
yeah. That's why I just feel like that's the thing that this society gets messed up to.
It's so
a woman's
sad.
Supposed to do this. A man is supposed to do this.
No.
You can do whatever.
Depended on that.
The biggest part, as long as everyone's taking care of themselves, taking care of each other, and respecting each other. That's the biggest part.
Respect. Yeah. That's a big thing.
All right.
Yeah, but that was good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. All right. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Share.
Follow our social media account.
Links below.
Yep.
Keep sharing and spreading our love and care and our entertainment. It's just for you guys.
All right. We out. Peace.